The JR Sport Brief Show, for the last time, for the final hour, here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer, New York City, Ryan Botcher, for holding things down. Damn, time flies when you're having fun. 6 years. 6 years talking to all of North America, coast to coast, Alaska to Miami, Vancouver to Maine, Maine to San Diego, Toronto. I just, damn it, there's folks listening in submarines. Man, I get emails from people who hit me up saying, JR, if you know what Lynx Corps is, these people are holding it down. These folks are incarcerated. So I don't care if you're in the bar. I don't care if you on the farm. I don't care if you're doing time. You could be a police officer right now. You could be sitting in traffic. Shout outs to the Uber drivers. I know Waymo and Uber didn't take all the jobs yet, all them stupid ass robots, okay? I don't care what you're doing, where you at. Thank you for being here. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it one last time. I'm here with you for one more hour. And then JR Sport Brief Show, it's a wrap. It's over. Damn it, the whole station is getting the boot. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You want to know what's next? Follow me at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, I'm not hard to find. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all of the places you can keep up with the JR Sport Brief Show. All good things got to come to an end. Nothing lasts forever. I ain't going to last forever. I ain't going to be here forever. Now there's this show. Damn it, the JR Sport Brief, it was here before I got on radio, and it will be here after. I'm going to get some more of your calls. I'm going to play some of my favorite calls from over the past 6 years. And then I got to tell you, in about 50 minutes, 52 minutes, we're done. The show is over. I'm in Atlanta. Our producer, Ryan Botcher's in New York City. Man, we got a lot of callers here. I want to make sure I can get on as many people as possible. I want to make sure I play some of my favorite calls. Yeah, one of my favorite. The Repo. Botcher, you couldn't. Well, you did find the drop. Find it again. What's my favorite drop? What is it?
When you're not on, they lose customers.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite. And then the other one with Mike Tomlin. I love Mike Tomlin.
We do not care.
Yeah, those are my two favorite drops. So I'm going to try to get in as many of my favorites as possible. Yeah, and shout outs to the Ghetto Boys. When I started here on what was originally CBS Sports Radio, I played, my intro music was the Ghetto Boys and Scarface. My mind is playing tricks on me. I would start the show 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, and I just played the Ghetto Boys. And I'm like, who's playing the Ghetto Boys on Sports Talk Radio? Me? I do what the hell I want. And they left me. Botcher, come on. Yeah, come on, man. This is how we started the show for 4 years. That's right. We playing the greatest hits right now. Mine is playing tricks on me. Oh, damn. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. DJ Botcher on the ones and twos. Okay, Botcher. Johnny said he got my face on a T-shirt. And then he never gave one to me. And Johnny, what's up, man?
Yeah, it was JR Sports Brief. I'm a briefer.
Oh,
asked me about it. And on the front, it said JR Sports Brief. Wore it to one of the family parties. And one of the nephews says, I know what that is, JR Sports Brief. That's Jockey Retro Sports Brief. I know about that.
Oh, sure, right.
We had a laugh, and then I had to tell him. But you're the very reason I got the Odyssey app.
Thank
it was
you.
All because of you, so I could hear you all the time. And that people should look you up, like you suggest, and look at all the fantastic charity work this man has done for our country and other countries and universities.
Damn, you're right.
You're the greatest, JR. You're the greatest.
Damn.
So look forward to hearing you next year.
Thank you, Johnny.
I've been in touch with all your locations. I see you on the expo.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you very much.
Stay in touch. Be well. Merry Christmas. He's talking about the other countries. Yeah, people don't know. I don't wear it on. Man, I was going to India for 4 straight years. Okay? I would go to India for 4 years before Thanksgiving. I would come back to America. I couldn't have Thanksgiving because I couldn't hold food down, okay? Going out to India and emceeing soccer tournaments. That's some of my greatest experiences in life, going to India. Damn, I'll go back tomorrow. Bacha, if I disappear, I'm in India. Don't tell anybody, okay?
I don't think anyone at the network would know.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we got Josie here from Cincinnati. Josie, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
What's up?
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
I don't know. I was just listening to your show, and I wanted to tune in.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm on a tornado radio, too.
You're doing what?
I'm on a tornado radio.
A tornado radio? Ain't no tornadoes. It ain't tornado season in December.
I know it's not, but my mom had given me a tornado radio.
Okay.
Like, and I had no other music to listen to. I didn't have my speaker or anything, so I had to turn on the tornado radio.
Okay. And you heard me? Is that what you're saying? What are we getting to?
Yeah.
No? Oh, well, thank you, Josie. I'm glad I was here for you in a time of a potential emergency. I'm glad you didn't get swept by a tornado, so thank you for being here.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome. I'm just happy to be on air.
Well, thank you for being here. Well, you chose a good time because in another 46 minutes, there is no more show, so thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So what do you do on your radio station?
Oh, damn. Josie, I hate to tell you, the station is about to be terminated in about 6 days. I've been doing this show. Yeah. The station's about to be done. It's going to be a new station. My friends at Westwood are starting a new station. And so you can listen to them. Shout outs to Pat Boyle. He will be here in this spot with another gentleman. But yeah, I've been here for, well, I've been in this spot for about 2-3 years, but I've been here for about 6 years. And congratulations to you. I'm done in about 45 minutes. I'm done. The show's over after 6 years.
This is your last shift right here?
Yeah, forever. Yeah, bingo. Survey says correct. Yeah. Yeah, like Steve Harvey. Yeah, the show's done. It's over. Sorry.
No.
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry, Josie. Listen,
radio
Josie.
Killed the radio star.
Am I what?
Waka, waka.
Waka waka.
Listen, said video killed the radio star.
Well, I was doing video before I got here. So maybe I got ugly over time. They threw me on the radio. Look, I got a couple thousand hours of my face on YouTube if you want to find it. OK, just JR Sport Brief.
OK, OK.
All right.
Maybe I'll check it out.
I got more hair. I got more beard and I got more age on me. But you can pretend that it's me now. OK.
OK, well, you know what? Rest in peace to your radio career.
Damn. You put me in a grave?
What?
Yeah,
no,
what?
I thought you just said you had 45 minutes left on the station.
Yeah, rest in peace to my radio career. Damn. Ouch.
You're going to a new station.
I can't talk about what I'm doing right now. I can't do that, Josie. You can't do that. Just follow me on the internet. You sound like someone who uses the internet, so just find me and then you can keep up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Don't get swept by a tornado. You be safe.
I will try. I got my radio handy.
Okay, stay away from Skyline Chili. It's not good. Good night.
No, that's the best.
Oh, it's not. And thank you, Josie. Yeah, it's terrible. Josie, you be well. Happy holidays, okay?
Happy holidays to you as well.
Thank you so much. And Josie's just like, hey, I just heard about your show is done. Yes, it's over. It's done. So RIP to your radio career. Thank you, Josie. I appreciate that. I'm not done yet. 888-710, if I want to. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Willis Hook here from Georgia, my neighbor. What's up, Will?
Hi, JR.
What's up?
Second time caller. We could be fist bumping. We're that close.
Oh, you
are 70 miles southwest.
You're not in Macon. Oh, LaGrange. Okay. All right. What's up?
Second time I've called you.
Thank you.
First time was way back, 6 years back.
Damn.
And wanted to say at that time that I thought this is about exactly what I said, I think you're doing a great job.
Thanks.
In covering that new program.
Thanks.
And I guess you were in one of your sarcastic moods, and you said, what do you mean? This is my show. You know, nobody talks for me. You know, I didn't mention his name.
Scott?
CBS Sports, Pharrell.
Yeah, it is Scott.
Yeah, Scotty. And, you were intimidating, all right. But
damn.
I stayed with you.
Thank you.
Entertaining. I missed the beer that was pouring all the time with Pharrell initially. But, you showed the real knowledge on, especially baseball, which I follow. But things have fallen by the wayside for me too.
Oh, boy,
I'm 82 now, and they're treating me for Parkinson's.
Oh my God!
I thought my legs would be the last thing.
Oh no!
Last thing to go from ball playing.
Oh man!
But no, first. Yep.
Well, listen, man. Well, the voice still works. The brain still works. And I'm glad that you're here, man. I appreciate you, Will. Thank you for hanging with me all of these years. And my man, I thank you so much.
Godspeed to you. Take care.
Godspeed to you as well. Thank you so much, Will, for calling from Georgia. Much love. Yeah, you never know, man. I've had so many callers hit me over the years. You got me through this and this and this, the divorce. I was in a hospital. I couldn't do nothing but listen. And you know, I'm watching and I can't see, but I can listen to sports through you. And I don't care about sports, but I care about you. I appreciate, like, I grew up like anybody else. I've listened to the radio in my life, and it can really become a part of your daily routine. And it's just, hey, this is an anonymous voice. You turn it on, you know it's there. There's some consistency there. When it's not there, you go, I want to turn it off. You know, I'm just a guy. I'm just a guy like everybody else, you know, so I get it. I understand. I appreciate it. I really do. I can't even put into words how much I appreciate it. I appreciate every person who's ever listened. And we got this as a drop. Anybody who's listened, they agreed, they disagreed. It's what it is. You know, there's no show if it's not for you. I set the show up to talk to people. I don't want to sit here and hear myself talk. That's crap to me. Who wants that? I don't want to deal with myself 24/7, let alone sit here and act like I know everything. I do not. That'd be a load of crap if I sat here and I did. Final JR Sport Brief show ever. We only got about 50 minutes left. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Phoenix and talk to Alex. Alex, what's up?
Hi, JR. I might be the final caller, so let's go out with a bang. Little bit of humor here. Yeah. Probably one of my favorite memories of the JR Sport Brief is if there was a Monday night football game or a Thursday night football game between two teams that were going nowhere, you called them ass, and I loved it.
Yeah, I like ass. Yeah. Well, not that type. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Right, right. No, I understand what you mean. I understand what you mean. But it was just so many times you would say, these teams are ass, or this team is ass, or whatever the case may be.
Right.
I just thought it was funny. It was probably one of my favorite memories of the JR Sport Brief.
Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, listen, man, I just call it how I see it. Like, it'll be a Thursday night game, a Monday night game. We're like, why? Like, who, you know, it's my job to talk about the sports, but why am I lying? Like, people know I'm not getting, the NFL ain't paying me. Like, if there are two garbage teams playing, what are we supposed to say? I'm going to call how I see. Well, thank you, Alex. You be well.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what happened with, you know, the Colts when Daniel Jones tore his ACL, you know.
He's done. Yeah, no, they
asked. This is our Colts. This is our team.
Yeah, they suck. I mean, they're tied right now, 14-14. Let's see what happens. Alex, thank you so much. You know where to find me, right, Alex? Easy.
Oh, definitely.
My man. Well, you have a wonderful holiday, and hopefully I catch you sometime down the line, okay?
You too, and I will talk to you in 2026 somewhere.
My man.
Not here, but somewhere.
Yeah, it won't be here. This station won't exist. Alex, you be well, okay?
You too.
Have a good night. 888-710-4ISN, the last JR Sport Brief show ever. Let's go from Phoenix to San Antonio, Texas. Kevin, you're on the JR Sport Brief show.
Hey, JR. Man, I just started listening to you, and we talked about cable and streaming, about the prices.
Yes.
And I remember that. And you know, man, I know things come, good things come to an end and so forth. I had a good time with you, same thing as Maggie and Perloff and Jack Zach Gale and everything. And I, you know, by the way, I sent my breakfast picture to Maggie and Perloff, and she told me that the email I'm choking.
The email. You all right? Don't choke on the radio. Don't choke on the radio. Nah. Don't do that. Okay.
No. But, you know, I really want to keep in touch with you because, I start liking your show and being a friend on your show, you know.
Well, listen, here's my email, jrsportbrief@gmail.com. It's only one S, jrsportbrief@gmail.com.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And that's my email address. Okay.
Okay, I got you.
All right, Kevin.
You know, I got you.
Go ahead. That's it. Well, listen, hit me up. Email me.
Spurs are doing good with Wembanyama and the team.
I saw Wembanyama play here in Atlanta on Friday. So I love Wembanyama. Anytime he comes to the city, I'm going to go see him. He's a pleasure and an amazing basketball player. So you enjoy. You may have your next dynasty set up, Kevin. So thank you so much. You be well, okay?
Okay, all right. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you. All the best. Shout outs to Kevin for calling from San Antonio. Brandon here from Seattle. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's happening, JR?
What it is, bro?
Bro, it's crazy that this is the last hour.
It's a lot. Well, damn it, we ain't got an hour now. We only got about 35 minutes, and there's curtains in this piece, man.
It just doesn't make sense. Like, your guys' production and hosts and everything you guys bring to the table is just top-notch. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. It's weird. And to be happening around, like, Christmas is just kind of a little extra.
Yeah, nature of the business, man. What are you going to do? I'll be okay. I'll be all right. I was going to reference something that I can't. It's not clean. People get shot every day. I'll be all right. Okay. I'm tough, right? Okay. Cameron voice. I'll be all right.
No, I know you will be. And like, it, you know, there's worse things. I get it. But
yeah,
I feel like it'd be cool if some other like entity swooped in and like, you know, because I don't know how much it is to, like, have a station, but even the music and, like, all your, like, even on hold, you know, they got the, like, different music. And so it's just, like, the whole thing is just so well put together. And you're so dope. Like, you've got a real classic kind of, like, move, you know, disposition that sounds good on the radio and got a lot of smart, clever, funny takes. So, like, it's going to be lame not hearing your voice.
Yeah, well, you can find it on the internet. I'll be around somewhere. So just pay attention, Brandon. Follow me on social and hit me up anytime, my man. You have a great holiday. I appreciate the kind words, man. I'm a think about that when I'm on my my first drink tonight. Okay.
All right, man. I'll be drinking, Brandon. Right along with you, and I'll follow you online, and please. I'll be there.
You be well. Shout outs to Brandon for calling from Seattle. Thank you. Yeah, I don't care what part of the city or what city you're in, what state, what country. I appreciate you all. Damn, we're down to it. I got, what, one more break, two more breaks, and it's curtains? Damn. 888-710-4ISN. Take a look at the phone lines. Play some of my favorite calls before we get out of here. Damn, we down about 30 minutes. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, final show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, man. Do you want an encore? Do you want more? You're going to have to wait a while. We got 30 minutes left in this show. That's it. There's nothing else. The JR Sport Brief Show is done in 30 minutes, period. Not for the year, period. You got to wait and see what I'm able to do next and after this. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. What's next for the JR Sport Brief? 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. You got Twitter, I'm there. You got X, I'm there. You got Instagram, I'm there. You got TikTok, I'm there. You got YouTube, I'm there. You got Facebook, I'm there. JR Sport Brief, use the Google machine. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Man, I was on YouTube in 2009. I started radio in 2017, 2018. Shout out to Gary B. Helped me move down here in Atlanta in 2019. Did a year here in Atlanta. Did NBA TV for a year. The pandemic punched everybody in the face. Took the national job here on CBS Sports Radio, turned into the Infinity Sports Network. I've been doing national radio for 6 years. 6 years. And then you find out what I do next. There's going to be a lot of stuff. I ain't slowing down. Sport Brief AI on deck. 888-710-4ISN. Botcha, did I do the read? I read the read, right? I read it?
Yeah, we're all good.
Damn. And then I got to do a minute, too. I got to record a minute, two of them.
Oh, I completely forgot about those. So, yes. Yeah, we have to do two.
You want to do it now live on the radio? Can we do that? No, it's too much? Okay.
Just in case.
Okay.
Just in case.
All right. Well, everything that's coming out of my mouth gets recorded anyway, but we'll
that is
wait.
True. But we'll like wait. You know, it's like revealing like
okay,
new I don't want some movies.
I don't want to end up in the New York Post again. I guess right. Mm. Okay. All right, I get it. Anyway, we got a couple of callers here 888-710-4ISN, and then I do want to play some of my favorite calls on the way out the building. Hey, Richard. Richard, Richard from Atlanta, my neighbor, my brother from another mother. Go ahead, Richard.
My brother from another mother. How are you?
I'm good. What's up, Richard?
5 years ago, driving home one night, listening to 92.9 The Game, I heard you, and I haven't stopped hearing listening to you since, even during the pandemic.
Thank you.
When I heard Chef this on this evening, I remember the two live crew, both of y'all, and y'all kept me going. And I still love you both. And hey, I even talked to Shep because the last time he was on the show, while you were gone. And I just showed him my love just like I showed you. And I'm always going to love you, and I know how to follow you.
Easy. Well, listen, I look forward to catching up with you here in Georgia. You know how to reach me. Just hit me up, Richard. I appreciate you, man. You have a wonderful holiday. A Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And please do give me a holler, okay?
Oh, I will. Trust me.
All right, my man. You be well, Richard.
I love you, too, my brother.
Love you, too, bro. You take it easy. Talk to you soon.
All right.
My man. And shout out to Richard from Atlanta. Richard works in law enforcement right here in Georgia. You see, he listens. He got his folks listening. I know how that go. 888-710-4ISN. I hope this ain't who I think it is. Oh, no. Big Mike from the Bronx, New York. You on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Bro, what up?
Yo, what up?
What's good, fam? You know, I was on your first show.
Oh, no.
You know, you had to come on and get on the last show.
Okay.
And I got your brothers here.
He didn't come alone.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yo, bum. Y'all a bunch of bums. Y'all a bunch of bums. Botcha, this is my real family. Botcha, this is my real family.
No more bums than the guy they put on the radio.
These are my real family. These bums, they're the last bums to call the show. They're going to make me cry on the radio, these bums.
It's playing.
Only thing left, right?
Oh, my
God. Only thing left.
What's left? For y'all bums to call me up?
Yeah, for you to
already know what you thought was gonna happen, right?
Oh man,
that's the listen, he's a Jets fan, so we didn't. So we know he doesn't cry over sports because then he'd cry every year.
Oh jeez, these schmucks gonna call me up anyway. Well, you like the 49ers. These, oh, they're winning right now. Okay, all right, Suchet.
Yeah, and we playing against Grandpa.
Yeah, and you like the other one likes the Giants. They suck, too. And the other one likes the Cowboys. Hey. Eliminated. Yeah, there you go.
That's all that matters.
Uh-huh.
Niners got the inside track to the number one seed. I just want to put that on national sports radio right now.
Okay. All right. Until the Rams get rid of them, and then it's curtains for them, too. Okay. All right. Well, touche. I appreciate you schmucks. Is there anything else that y'all want to say while y'all are here? Y'all going to talk trash, or do I got to hit the hang up button on y'all fast?
Nah, I love you, brother.
You do that, bro. That's, you know, it. It's all love. Much love.
I love
you
y'all, too.
A lot more in store, bro.
A lot. Well, yeah. I told you, I got to make some money. I'll be selling ass out here, okay? Coming sooner than later.
Okay. We're not going to talk about your real name.
Oh, make sure you stretch.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's national radio.
Poor breed.
Lose our license. The station's going to be done in a week, but we might lose it tonight. I do. I love Teddy Pendergrass. Absolutely. I do. Hey, yeah. Mike, Chris, Arthur, I appreciate y'all. Much love. I know Patty. I don't know what Patty's doing. Patty messaged me. I think Patty's listening. I love you too, Patty. I love y'all. Thank y'all so much. I'll talk to you bums later. Talk to y'all later.
All right, bro. Later.
Peace out. Later, later. There we go. How about that? Bacha, that's my family. They call me. How about that, the bums?
That's impressive.
Yeah.
They kind of timed that up perfectly, too.
Oh, listen, man. Look, your family always finds a way to just get in the most, inopportune moments. And I think those will probably be the last call here on the show. Let's see. 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. We're going to take a break. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about whatever history I want to talk about this day in sports history. I'll tell you what it is. And I do want to play some of my favorite calls. It's the JR Sport Brief show. We're getting ready to head into the final break. We only got, damn it, I got about 15 minutes before I got to shut the hell up. And so right now we're going to get into a news flash and get into our last break. Here he is, Justin Rock.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is. You can stop the music. It is the JR Sport Brief show. For the final time, the final segment here on the Infinity Sports Network, or what was CBS Sports Radio. Oh, it's done. It's finished. I'm going to be here with you for the next 15 minutes, and that's it. You can find me online, all social media, Twitter, X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all of the places. I am at JR Sport Brief. You could kind of tune in, pop in, and find out what's going on next. Botcher, in the interest of time, I want to say thank you to you again. It's been great working with you. Unfortunately, it's also coming to an end, so I just say thank you one more time. I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you. You've been honest and real, and you're great. Thank you.
I'm trying my best. No, thank you to you. I did mention, over time we've had some wild callers who've hit us up. And I just wanted to reference, I tried to find, and my bad, okay, I tried to find the Repo Man call. Are you kidding me? The Repo Man?
It's listed as Repo Man in here, and it's 2 minutes and 13 seconds long, so I'm assuming it's it.
Yeah, let's play the Repo. Is this the black Repo Man or the white one?
We're going to find out together, okay?
Well, let's play it. And I realize I got to record these minutes. Hey, let's play the Repo Man.
Tim is calling up from Knoxville. Shout outs to Tennessee. Tim, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, JR, man? I love the show. I repo cars at night, so I listen to you every night.
Hey, Tim, I hate your guts, man, okay? You are, must I tell you, you are probably the worst human being to call the show. Repo, why would you say that, Tim?
Because that's how I listen to you, man.
Oh, my God. Jeez, you just run around just snatching up people's stuff? Like, come on, it's COVID, man.
I know, man. I know. I actually had to shut my business down and started doing this.
Yeah, we've had many a Repo Man call us up. JR Sport Brief show popular with Repo Man. Going out at night, getting people's cars who did not pay their bills. Damn. And then we had shout outs to Bob from Maryland. At the time, he was 86. I think right now, I don't know, maybe he's 90. I don't know if he's still with us. God bless him, period, regardless of where he is. But Bob, he was not happy with NFL games in Europe. He was like, we need to have NFL games in America. This is one of my faves right here. Listen.
They don't give a damn about the fans because those games in Europe, in England, and Germany should be played here. The people in this country pay for those damn home games, and they're sending them overseas.
Well, you can only pay. Well, hold on,
Bob. Ruin our sport
hold
by
on,
overexposure.
Hold on, Bob. You can only pay for what is offered to you.
Well, I understand that. Yeah. But don't you put your Americans first when they pay cold cash for their tickets? They work damn hard to make those home games because it was the people that made the National Football League what it is today. They seem to forget that. If there wasn't fans, there's no game.
Yeah, but I think the NFL wants to take advantage of the billion of the billion. I think they want to take advantage of the billions and billions of other people on Earth because they're potential customers. I think that's
smart. Country comes first, and it's people.
Well, I don't think the NFL has any problems here in America so far.
Well, that's their problem too, because I don't give a damn about it. They can go to hell as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, you okay, Bob? You all right?
I know I'm right.
No, I didn't ask you if you are right. I'm asking if you are all right.
Am I what?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm 87, going on 87.
Hey, Bob had a birthday?
Oh, yeah, and I tell you one thing.
What?
I learned baseball, my favorite sport, the easy way, because my father umpired for 52 years.
God bless his
soul. And his best friend was George Herman Babe Ruth.
Okay. Yo, shout out. I have not heard from, Bob in a very long time. I know he's a legend in Maryland. And that's the other cool part. You know, I know going city to city, you get to find out who's who in every city. Like there's guys who in Detroit that I know. I'll go to Detroit to be like, yeah, that guy, JR, he calls us all day, but we hear him on your show at night. You know, and Bob is one of those guys. God bless Bob, wherever he might be. And then we had a guy who tried to set me up with his sister one time. Like he called up. He's like, hey, you single? You not married? I got my sister for you. I said, what?
Hey, JR, real quick, I just wanted to say, first off, that the Aaron Judge thing is just unbelievable. I was rooting for that guy so much.
Right.
I wanted him to get that record so bad. And the other thing is, I didn't know you weren't married, man. I've got a sister that's single.
Why is she single?
Huh?
Why is she single?
Well, because she can't find the right man.
What's wrong with her?
Why would something be wrong with her?
Because she's single. I don't know. What's wrong with you?
I'm trying to help you out, brother.
Okay. I don't know what. Hey, Shep, help me out here. I don't know what I'm doing.
No, I'm just saying. I heard you say earlier you weren't married. I thought you were married. And
no.
You said you weren't married and all that. And I thought, well, you know, yeah. I got a sister that's single. I thought maybe I can try to help you out. That's all.
Maybe, Shep. Hey, Shep.
Yes.
The hell are you hanging out in the back? I know you heard me. Do you want to date a Shep? I mean, I don't know.
Tim, honestly, man, I'm not in JR's league. We all know that. Would I want to date Tim's sister? I mean, Tim, you're a good man. You call the show. You're an avid sports fan. You're knowledgeable. I'd be an idiot to turn down any open invitation. If she's ever in New York City, I'd be happy to take her out for a drink. She sounds lovely.
She's a wonderful, wonderful person. She has got the heart of a giant. I mean, she's a beautiful person.
Good.
Is she a giant?
Any man.
Oh, man, it goes on. If you want to hear that whole call, I posted it today on my ex Twitter. And then always a great time with Shep. We spoke to Shep earlier in the show. We spoke to Stu Kovacs. I mean, I would wake up in the morning sometimes, and shout outs to Damon Amendolora. I'd get messages because they would play some of the clips from myself and Shep from the night before, like this one here.
Hey, Shep, what do you think about the plan? Do you enjoy it?
I mean, I'm a sports purist, JR, so I love any form of competition where the stakes are highest and everything is on the line, and athletes reach that inner child, if you will. And They play for the passion of the game, not for the brand, not for the fan, but for the win.
What the hell did you just say to me? I don't know what you just said, Shep.
I thought that was very poetic.
I asked if you liked the plan. The answer is yes.
The answer is a hell yes, exclamation point, exclamation point.
I asked if you liked the plan, baby. The answer is yes. I asked if you liked the plan. The answer is yes. Oh, that is so good.
Oh, I can't even breathe
right
now.
Oh, my God, that's so good.
Where the stakes are highest and everything is on the line and athletes... reach that inner child, if you will.
Yeah. And so, shout outs to Maura Ash and Amanda Laura. It's just, it's funny. And then there's the guy, the police, and this is how, and I'm like, how come I can't catch a break when I'm outside? There was a police, the police officer called up and he's just like, yeah, you know, me and the criminal, we are both listening to your show. I'm like, great.
I'm at work over here, and I was listening to the Boston Celtics segment, and I saw this dude run a stop sign right in front of me, and it kind of irritated me because, number one, it's right in front of me, and number two, I'm trying to listen to my man, JR. And so I pull him over, and I walk up to the car, and lo and behold, he's listening to JR. So we're over here talking about the Celtics, and then our friend with the two Big Macs came on, and we shared a good laugh about that segment. So two things. Number one, you got somebody out of a ticket. So I'm sure he's pretty grateful about it. And number two, you're bringing the community together in a way you didn't think you were, man, because we sat there and shared that laugh together for a good 2 minutes. And so I just wanted to say, man, you're the best in the business, dude, and we enjoy listening to you in Houston down here.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm happy that lawbreakers and the authorities are both listening, man. And I guess I'm somewhere in the middle. How fast was he going through? He ran a red light?
No, he ran the stop sign in the neighborhood, and it happens to the best of us. So I cut him a break, and mainly because I was trying to listen to JR Sport Brief, I was also trying to give him a little bit of a break, man. So
I hear you. Well, man, you be safe out there, all right? Appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate it, JR. God bless y'all. Y'all take care, all right?
You too. Thank you, Austin, for calling from Houston. Thank you so much. How about that? A man of the law and a lawbreaker out here listening to the show.
Yeah, meanwhile, this is me live. I don't catch no breaks. I don't catch no breaks. Where are these people where I'm at? Well, you know, every now and then I do catch a break. But where am I at? 888-710-4ISN, Jermaine from Ohio. You will be the last guest here on the JR Sport Brief show. Go ahead.
Hello.
You're live on the radio, Jermaine. We're short on time. Go ahead.
All right, brother. How you doing?
Good.
All right. Man, listen, I'm at the house right now. I'm over here enjoying myself, listening to you going off and enjoying yourself for the last time. And why did they go ahead and cut on to the Blue Jackets game?
I don't know. It got nothing to do with me. Columbus Blue. I mean, this is the part about being a national show. It depends on where you live is what you get.
Man, that's crazy. I mean, I'm enjoying myself, and you over here just, and oh man,
yeah.
Called show.
You got to send them an email in Columbus, man. But at the same time, it don't matter because I'm gonna be gone in 2 minutes. Okay, Jermaine, follow me online. Okay,
I sure will.
My man, Jermaine is angry. He's like, I'm listening to the show they put on the Columbus Blue Jackets. Damn.
Yeah, Josie called too and was like, this is disgraceful.
Oh damn. I guess it is. Anyway, it's the end of the show. You know what that means? It's time for one thing that took place this day in sports history.
Back. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
You know what? At the end of every show, I give you a few things that took place this day in sports history. You know, I don't know when Allen Iverson said this, but I think it was very important for people to listen to. And so this is the final This Day in Sports History. Pardon me and excuse me after, I don't know, a year, two, 3 years of being accurate. Tonight, we just go back in time because it's important. Listen to what Allen Iverson had to say.
You got to believe in yourself first before somebody else can. If you don't believe in yourself,
Well, who else will? Regardless of where you at in your life and what you're going through, you have to believe that you can overcome whatever it is that you're going through. As soon as you say, I can't, that's when your troubles start. You know what I mean? You got to somehow fight and believe in whoever you believe in and make your way through. Everybody has a chance. And regardless of where you're from, what you're going through, you got to know that and believe that. And if you don't, you're in trouble, bro.
Yeah, believe in yourself. That's it. That's it. That took place someday in sports history. Allen Iverson said that, and I wanted to share that with you today. Listen, the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network, it's done. It's over. And shout outs to Charlie. Shout outs to Linda and Gary. And shout outs to my uncle. God rest his soul. Shout outs to Scoop. Open up the world to me. Thank you so much. Listen, folks, be well. Be amazing. Be great. Be all of the things. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Please be well, be safe, be amazing. Thank you, Ryan Botcher. Thank you for listening. JR Sport Brief Show, done.